least 1 in 4 teens are receiving sexually explicit messages, and at least 1 in 7 are sending those pics or videos.
Teenagers are impulsive, they're in love, right? They're trusting.
BJ Weller with the Canyon School District says many teens think this is a way to connect.
They just do not think through those consequences at all.
Images are forwarded or shared, and the teen can be devastated. If it's considered to be hostile or cyberbullying, that can lead to charges or expulsion. Weller says keep open lines of communication, check phones and social media accounts, and talk through the consequences.
I would phrase my question, when's the last time you received an inappropriate text message, you know, or a sex message, instead of have you ever received? Because we know that they've received something, right? So when's the last time?
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.